And we slow down now from the speed of a zippy NASCAR racer to the more leisurely roll of a neighborhood ice cream truck. Two Los Angeles DJs have converted an old ice cream truck into a roaming sound system, handing out sweet reggae beats instead of soft cones. Day-to-Day technology correspondent Shani Jardin rode along.
Ice cream trucks are a familiar sight on neighborhood streets, box-shaped, plastered with little images of frozen confections. The trucks crawl along selling popsicles and single scoops. The sound is familiar, too, that monotonous ringing refrain that beckons you to come out of the house with a handful of change. But this ice cream truck doesn't look or sound like that.
What we have here is a 69 Dodge ice cream truck on the roof.
Arlito Mercado is half of the LA-based DJ duo Arlito and Shakespeare.
A window, almost like a house window that slides to the side. That's the window exactly where they sell ice cream. That's where we play the music out of. That's our DJ booth.
He's a 30-something Filipino and wears long dreadlocks beneath a tightly knit cap. He's showing off an ice cream truck that he and Shakespeare have transformed into a mobile sound system.
Coming back around, and we're going to open up the truck. It's a sliding door. It goes up. I'm going to go bring Shakespeare to kind of let you know what's going on inside here and what we're doing.
Shakespeare is a tall, black Jamaican native with loose shoulder-length dreadlocks. He crouches inside the truck, surrounded by dusty crates of vinyl reggae records, and shows us around.
On the inside, we have two big speakers right here, two bass bins, and on the bass bins, they're red, black, and green. Big glass window so we can see 360. We usually leave the back door open when we spin at different things so people can come right up to us and people talk to us while we're spinning and talk, you know. People wave at us, and it's kind of like, real fun, you know.
How about we take it for a spin?
Okay.
As we drive down Sunset Boulevard, music streams from a bell-shaped speaker on the hood. Pedestrians stop and smile. Drivers slow down, grin, and raise a hand in the air. A flock of delighted schoolchildren cover their mouths and giggle uncontrollably. Arlito and Shakespeare smile back. They continue roaming for a spot to pull over and play music.
Shakespeare, what do you think? Tropical?
Not everyone's happy to hear them coming. The truck slows down and pulls up next to a cafe. There's a woman seated at a sidewalk table drinking her coffee. She rises from her chair, steps up to what used to be the ice cream truck's order window, and scolds the DJs.
Want me to call the police now or later?
But most places they go, Arlito and Shakespeare are a welcome distraction. One man jumps out of a nearby Narcotics Anonymous meeting to greet them.
Got an NA meeting in here and everybody's grooving too much.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You know, they're trying to listen to this guy talk, but everybody's going like this.
All right, definitely.
That's good stuff, though.
But we won't bother you.
No. NA.
NA.
Yeah.
Oh, NA.
That's why everybody's grooving.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. We'll be back later after
okay,
the meeting.
All right, yeah.
We'll have a little dance party.
Arlito finally parks the truck in front of a welcoming spot. Another coffee shop along a busy street. He and his partner Shakespeare order tea. Then Arlito explains how he daydreamed the idea of an ice cream truck sound system about 6 years ago.
Called Shakespeare up one day. I said, but we cannot tell anybody in Los Angeles this idea because it'll be done. Somebody else will do it. So I told him the idea of getting an old milk truck or ice cream truck and converting it into a sound system. And he thought I was crazy, as usual, but he loved the idea.
The idea isn't entirely new. Mobile sound systems evolved in Jamaica's ghettos in the 1950s. DJs lifted massive speakers into flatbed trucks. Wherever the trucks went became an instant party. Arlito and Shakespeare are doing the same thing. Their ice cream truck sound system is a sort of mobile nightclub that shows up at the beach, downtown, maybe even your neighborhood. They do have plans to go national. Under the name I&I Productions, the duo also produces and sells original CDs. They stay busy, though it's a tough way to earn a living. But this is about more than business or music. Once, this truck delivered ice cream to the communities it passed through. Now, Aurelito says he and Shakespeare are offering something else.
We drive the truck to different areas. We play what we call the indigenous music of the neighborhoods, you know? And we try to spread the love on that too, on that tip also. So I think not just the younger people recognize the truck, I think the older people recognize the truck too. And that's pretty much our contribution to making the neighborhoods a little bit more happier. I think that definitely does put us as rooted into the neighborhoods that we are in.
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.
There are pictures of Aurelito and Shakespeare and their truck, and there's original music at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.